AM 1400, 93.3 FM, and of course it is Thursday morning, 9:30. That means it's time to talk with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, the home of the 995 oil change. And Brad, 1 week from this morning, we're going to be drawing green tickets.
It's that time of year. We're getting so close to Christmas now. Yeah. I can just taste it and all the families around, and I see people out shopping and getting rides to the mall when they're getting their oil changed and stuff like that. But yeah, we're real excited, and I will definitely be here that morning to help give away our big prize package, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, I know, you know, tires is the major part of it, but there's so much more than just great tires, you know?
Well, we put tires and some other stuff around the vehicle, just getting it ready for you, make sure you get your vehicle, keep it maintained and get it cleaned up and ready to go for you.
Well, so you know, we want our brakes to work this time of year, and the rest of the year too, by the way.
Oh, of course.
But, you know, we step on the pedal, and yes, it's the brakes we're applying, but it's the traction on the tires with the road surface
to stop. It has to all work together, that whole system, and that's why it's so important when you get your maintenance done wherever you do. Take that inspection they do seriously, because they're going to tell you what's going on with your vehicle. Hopefully you'll get your tires rotated. That's a really great way to extend the life of your tires and save you money.
Yeah.
But it also helps keep you safe, because by taking the tires off, they can inspect the brakes better. They can really get in there and measure the brake pads and see how they're doing, see if there's any uneven wear or anything.
Yeah, and then get that alignment about every 20,000 miles.
Yeah, you definitely need.
It's in that book of corporate secrets we put in the glove compartment, right?
That's right. Yeah. The things you're supposed to do to the car. But anyway, no, that's another thing. You're right. Again, just keeping your steering aligned will help the life of the tires will go for sure. And but I think just regularly maintaining them when you bring your vehicle in for that oil change is really the best thing.
Huh. I think Rusty Brunn and I talked about that for a while on this program, and it's amazing. It works, you know?
I see it all the time with people who get in our Tires for Life program, which kind of encourages you to do the 5,000-mile rotation, and where they say, I've never had tires last this long before. And I said, well, some of it's because we're helping you remember to do your rotations so religiously, because when you do that, it really does add life to the tires.
Yeah. So. Well, this is Car Talk, but I know there's so many other things going on in the community, but I want to make sure that we give ample service to the fact that, you know, you are the oldest Toyota dealership in the state, that you are a longtime Ford dealer, that you are a Lincoln dealer, that you have great service people that will keep your vehicle running in tip-top shape. And by the way, I know we talked about it last week, but it's a good time to pick up a gift certificate for...
Gift certificates, we'll buy your vehicle. There's always everything going on. But heck, it's almost Christmas here. There is a lot going on.
Yeah.
We've got so much going on in the community now, too. And just right around the corner here, we've talked about it before on the show. The Boys and Girls Club is about to open their new facility. And
Tomorrow morning,
they're going to have a private ceremony earlier in the day, and then an open house tomorrow afternoon. I brought Anna in, who's now with Arvest, but used to work at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes. Welcome, Anna. Thank you. Always happy
you
to.
You got the Arvest name tag on, but
Boys and Girls Club in my heart.
The invisible hat still says either United
Always.
Way or Boys and Girls Club.
Always Boys and Girls Club. Absolutely. It's really been a treat to have a new career, but that always gives me that flexibility.
Well, that's great. Arvest is a great company,
yes.
And they do encourage all their people,
yes,
know, to be involved. And so you already were involved.
Yes, that's exactly. So now it's really nice, and I made a pretty big point that I wanted to stay involved, and they don't turn down free help over at the Boys and Girls Club, so I'm still getting to help with planning
committee.
They're
so busy now, though. Talk about what's going on.
Yeah.
I know last week they shut down the club temporarily.
That's right, yep.
Wait a minute, the kids can't do anything this week?
Right, so Thursday the 7th was the last day of programming in the, 1961 facility. We had to shut down, they had to move computers, move, all the phones and servers and move what they're going to move. And then they're getting ready for this public open house that'll be Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. at the new Boys and Girls Club. And then right after that, Monday morning, they have to have everything they want out of the current old facility out, because they're demoing that. So it's just not safe for kiddos to be around. We got to get that old building.
What a great media circus that's going to be.
Yeah.
Or is it going to be like one of those New York buildings where push the button and the whole thing implodes?
You know, and when people come on Friday and see how close the new facility and the old facility are, seeing it torn down is going to be really interesting. But
So that's very interesting. I hadn't realized that the old facility is still there.
Yes,
and that,
so...
And that, of course, I hadn't thought about it, but it is there.
Right.
And
it is.
And it is going away. So,
it is. It'll be a little bit of a traffic jam. I think we'll have people enter in off of Virginia instead of off of Seminole there, just because that old building is kind of blocking your walkway. But that Cal Ripken multipurpose field is just beautiful, beautiful, right in front of the new facility, and they have furniture in there. It's all bright and fun. The walls are all painted different colors. Even the ductwork is exposed and it's painted. And
well, you talked about the field and all
yes.
that, but tell them about the new facility in general, because some people may not have heard previously.
Right.
You know, there's all the kinds of new things
and
old things that are refreshed.
That's exactly right. So it's over 30,000 square feet. It really is state of the art. It has a gym and a half indoors and then an outdoor basketball court as well. Mm-hmm. The Cal Ripken multipurpose turf field. No expense spared on that. And then inside there is STEM labs, art labs. The current facility had really two programming rooms. This mm-hmm. one has six or seven program spaces, a huge game room, a lot of glass, so you can stand at the front entrance and really do a full turn and see everything. You'll be able to see all the kids, not these little windy stairways like the old building had, and nooks and crannies and weird expansions and a lot of unusable space. They really maximize the space and focused intentionally. You know, when you do a big project like this, you can kind of pick where you splurge, and they put all that money inside for the kids.
Yeah.
All the bells and whistles, a huge video wall that might also maybe be for Mr. Jason Barta to watch his football on, but it is... I mean, just a kid's dream, honestly.
The kids are usually not doing a lot on Saturday afternoons or Saturday evenings mm-hmm. when a lot of the college games are on.
Right.
Or maybe he goes in on Sundays. And
yes.
NFL.
I know. I said we'll be able to do a lot more, donor event and board
yeah.
events, because really we didn't have a really good functioning meeting space because it would have to get turned into program space. And we do have, there are some kids that have counseling, one-on-one counseling, sibling counseling, family counseling at the Boys and Girls Club because it's a safe space for them. And now we have some designated rooms that aren't staff offices, aren't having to kick staff out of rooms or go in a closet. We really have some space where kids can feel comfortable and still have the private environment that they need.
That sounds like great.
That is great.
I mean, whose first dream was all this?
I think that Julie Daniels and Scott Ambler, you know, they were the ones that hired Jason Barta to come here originally, you know, about 10 years ago.
Right.
And they were talking about a new facility 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so the fundraising really got kicked off December of 2014. They kicked it off with a board-only, formed a capital committee that was led by Glenn Cox and Mike May, and really in a very pretty consolidated amount of time raised $7 million to build this facility.
Incredible.
For the kids of Bartlesville and Dewey, and it is really just a pretty overwhelming thing to have gotten to see from, you know, kind of the fundraising start to the groundbreaking and laying of the concrete, and now this beautiful facility. So now the next step is to see it full of kids.
Yeah.
So that's what we really can't wait for.
Yeah, that's going to be, you know, I know that Boys and Girls Club will always be loud, but now you've got the room for them to be loud. You know?
Yes, you know, if anyone came to, you know, the original facility, it's really low ceilings, not a lot of room for that noise to go when you have, you know, 180 kids plus after school to over 300 in the summer. And we had to cap the summer program because there just literally wasn't room.
Right.
And having to program with the teens off-site in a facility that was great for what it was, but not a kid facility, you know.
Certainly not designed as one.
A makeshift gym, and we made it work, and we were thankful that Sutterfield allowed us to rent that space. But this new site has a beautiful teen center. They have their own space, but we're still under one roof.
Teens are back.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have some of those shared, you know, a shared kitchen, a shared gym. Our staff won't have to be running up and down Frank Phillips to mm-hmm. have staff meetings all the time. So convenience-wise, it's going to be a lot more streamlined, which will be really nice for us.
And over 50 years in the old building. I know my grandfather was there for the grand opening of the last building. And it'll be great to be there tomorrow for your public open house. And then, you know, the private ceremony before. There is a private ceremony before, so people will be out. But the, talk about the open house that I think starts tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, afternoon, people, from 4 to 6.
Welcome to come by.
Yep, welcome to come in, take a tour. I know a lot of our club kids, their parents are going to bring them so that they can, you know, see the facility that they'll be able to go to after school starting in January. But anybody is more than welcome to come through, and we really invite you to come see it. I think it's funny because the Boys and Girls Club is a big part of my world, so I sometimes have to remind myself not everybody knows we've been working on this campaign for you know, a long time. But if you have, if you have no connection to the Boys and Girls Club, I would say come out and see it, because this is a honestly a huge testament to our community. You know, that Cal Ripken multipurpose field, that's the only one in Oklahoma, and it's here in Bartlesville. I mean, the closest one's in Kansas City. It is a pretty awesome thing that that is here for our kids to get to use.
Not all that long ago, when you look at the timeline, though, when the big announcement was made and the reveal of what it was going to look like and in the gym of the quote current facility,
With the leaking roof,
Water, I forgot about this water dripping stuff.
Staged. Yeah. It was real.
And you know, when I think it was Glenn that really pulled back the curtain on that one, so to speak, and you. Even the artist's conception was wow.
Yes, exactly. You know, and Scott Ambler, man, and the Mackinac team, it's a big project. It's been a lot of subcontractors. It's been a lot of, you know, expansions during the campaign. The Capitol Committee even made the decision to expand the goal and expand the space and build in that expanded teen center and add a safe room for kids in case that there's, you know, bad weather. And so they've been really patient, and they have just really hit it out of the park. I mean, and I think it's a good testament that Mike Mackinac has a connection with the Boys and Girls Club. You know, he's an alum. Scott Ambler's been involved for a long time as a board member and a big advocate. So I really think that their heart is really was poured into that project, and I think you'll be able to tell.
Well, you see it. I mean, I know, you know, we've sponsored the Boys and Girls Club for a long time, and that the traditional Great Futures Lunch, where we hear from the students or the student of the year, and you know, it's often been the state student of the year,
and she's going to be there.
And you know, and so I mean, that's where it really shines,
because
it's not just the one individual; it's a reflection of all the progress everybody makes that year, and all the good work done by the Boys and Girls Club. And
that Brad gets it. Yeah,
like you said, it's a testament.
It really is.
And really is great.
It's so nice to hear that from our long-standing business partners, and the building and the facility and all the hype, it is so exciting, and we want to celebrate that to its fullest extent. But for us, we're not done. The building is just, you know, something we're going to get to use. Exactly. It's a tool, it's a vehicle to accomplish our mission and accomplish it even better now.
So go ahead and use the phrase, now the building goes on in the lives of the kids, right?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, we say build great futures, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. So our work's not done. I think with the expanded space comes a lot of new opportunities. We have no idea what that's going to look like from a budget standpoint, or how you even plan for that. We'll be bringing our food program that had been off-site. Now we have a state-of-the-art kitchen that we can cook and serve on-site, which we have not had for, you know, ever. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be really exciting, but it's kind of some uncharted territory.
You had to coordinate the food with other people.
That's exactly right.
Help you prepare it before.
Yeah, or East Bartlesville Christian Church cooked all of our food off-site and delivered it, and they're going to stay on and still help volunteer.
Well,
thank goodness, because we would not know what we were getting into, you know. And
you sure don't want to say bye.
No.
Well, and again, the testament to Bartlesville. Yes. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, how all these things work together. The churches weave into this, and how, you know, that this isn't like, you know, they may look at this and why do you need that in Westside Community Center or something. And everything has its little niche. Our community is so rich in all the support systems that we have, and this is just one of them. It wasn't great.
That's exactly right.
And the donors and the United Way dollars that all come together to make it the best buy of $25 a year for those families, you know?
Value. And it really is life-changing. And I think that's been cool to see, again, just like you were talking about, the testament, you know, for 60 years of now grown adults that come back and say, I remember my time at the Boys and Girls Club, or I remember Joe Allen Lowe, or I remember, you know, Keith Gorey, and And I remember the impact that they had. And that's a pretty cool thing to be able to look back at your life and kind of pick out some of those big points and those big people that had an impact. And the Boys and Girls Club is that for, you know, thousands of kids.
Well, and it's being named in honor of someone like that.
That's exactly
Pete
right.
Silas, who was the chairman of Phillips and so involved in our community, and most of you know who he is, but you know, he went to a Boys and Girls Club as a child in Florida and was involved in the Boys and Girls Clubs most of his life, I think, and served on the national board and
that's exactly
locally was so important to you guys. And I'm sure that helped somewhat in the fundraising to have Pete be a center,
an advocate,
to this
and a,
But at the same time, that's a great honor, and I'm really, we don't want to forget to acknowledge Pete and the Silas family, and who I know will be here for the private event. And, that's welcome to town if they're listening, and you know, I appreciate their coming to town. Their what their parents did in Bartlesville, whether it's the Boys and Girls Club or the OK Mozart, the Price Tower, United Way, endless lists of
you don't get a street named after you for nothing.
You know, I think that we need to always remember to acknowledge that. And, and this is a great day. You know, I know Pete would be so excited to have these this new opportunity for the kids to have the new facility. And, you know, that you do learn a lot through those things.
Well, and look at all the firsts you get to have now. The the first basket made in the basketball court. The first, you know, I don't care, home run hit from outside. You know?
Oh, I mean, it's just going to be pretty incredible.
The first scratch on the floor. I mean,
oh, my gosh, I think that's the, you know, and I mean, we loved that old facility and, you know, took care of it, and it served us so well. But there are things that, since it's brand new, it's like, oh, don't drop anything. Don't touch anything. But it's a kid facility, and it's made with that in mind.
I always enjoyed the, you know, having the luncheon in the gym where we used to take the kids to fundamentals. That was always fun.
Yes, exactly. I know it will be really interesting. So, I think it's kind of one of those bittersweet things. You know, it's hard to say goodbye to something that served you so well, but it's really exciting to look forward to, you know, another almost century hopefully to come of programming and more kids and more space, lots more room
to grow
you know, it's it really is just pretty overwhelming, and it hasn't been a one-man show or a 10-man show by any means. It's been a really big effort, so there's a lot of people that put a lot of time and heart.
Congratulations,
not just to you, but
to Jason and to the team, to the board.
Great board, wonderful board.
Who gets to keep some of their old stuff? I don't know. Jason probably is looking forward to a new desk, but you know, he probably doesn't want to give up the old desk because there's been a lot of memories of the work that was done there.
We've kind of all been taking things slowly. You know, the gym floor has been coming up for a long time, so Mr. Keith has little. Of the original gym floor. I took some cool baskets from the
fundraisers
gym
for the next 10 years.
You know, and Jason actually wanted his office floor to be the old, his new office to be the old gym floor, but that was pretty labor intensive. But there's so many memories. You know, there's the graduation wall in Jason's office that he started with the kids' names and the year they're going to graduate from high school. And I mean, there's kids that wrote that when they were 6 years old, and then they come back and they've graduated, like Nakia, who was our youth of the year back in 2014. She's graduating this December early. Debt-free from Oklahoma State University.
Congratulations, Nakia.
It is just a wonderful again, just a great testament to Boys and Girls Clubs, you know, what she's been able to accomplish, having the support of her family and her teachers and her club family. So it's exciting.
And really the support, you know, collectively of the community. A lot of people wouldn't recognize her if they saw her, but they are there supporting.
Well, and I think that is really, when you really start to think about it, a pretty overwhelming thing, because being there and being on staff and kind of being in the facility, you really do build these one-on-one relationships. Right. But we have so many donors that are out of state or don't meet these kids, and they still say, you know what, I believe in that mission. I believe in those kids, even though I don't know them personally, and I want them to be fully equipped to be successful. So I'm going to contribute my hard-earned money to better them and to better our community. And that is just pretty outstanding.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is.
It's what makes Bartlesville so special.
Absolutely.
One of those things. It definitely is.
And for the connection, again, for you, for your family, you mentioned, you know, the family connection going back to the 61 building.
Back to, I mean, even my my father and uncle were involved in these things, and my grandfather definitely was involved in the original building and all kinds of things out there. So, and my children, when we came to Bartlesville had our young kids, they all went to basketball fundamentals out there, and so it's a great part of the community, and it's something that, you know, you know that you can access, that's open to people, and that's what's another great thing about it. It's a resource, and something that you need to find a way to intersect with it, because it is so rich and powerful. I've always met great people, great kids, great staff, you know, through all the years I've been involved in it, and. You know, so it's just, it is a really encouraging and wonderful to get that feeling of supporting something that's so valuable.
Yeah, we don't have the time to take the calls this morning, but I'm sure if we did, Anna and Jason and the board of directors would hear some comments from theoretically all over the country of people who have those particular memories that, you know, maybe at the time they didn't think it was anything special, but 30 years later they say that was the event.
That's when I learned that, or that was what motivated me to do that, or I remember him when he said that to me, or he or she, and that, you know, those are the things we do remember when we
very
look back
impactful
later. Yeah,
yeah, and that's just like Brad said. That's what I love about the Boys and Girls Club, is it's for all kids. It's not just for kids from one side of town or one school or anything like that. It's for all kids. And with this new facility, it's going to just help expand on that, because it is state of the art. I mean, they're maybe the high school STEM lab would be able to, you know, which is beautiful. Yeah. But it reminds me of that. I mean, just kind of these state of the art things that you have right here in Bartlesville.
Yeah.
And just the opportunities and the doors that this will open for all kids. And so
let's talk about that. We talked about the grand opening, the facility, and we raised a lot of money. But next year, it's going to open up. And people, if people want to help, if they want to volunteer or become involved like you have been, what can they do? And then talk a little bit more about if people want to access the programs, and if they have kids who want to become involved, or they wonder if what's there for them.
Absolutely.
How do they find out about
that? So just like as it's always been, we rely heavily on volunteers, and volunteers bring in their expertise, whether that's an art class or a robotics class or a STEM class. And so now we just have a lot nicer facilities to do that in. So Jacob Wilson is the program director at the Boys and Girls Club. He's kind of over all programming now, and he does a great job. And so if anybody has a skill, you know, we've had photography classes, anything that you can think of that you have an interest in, I guarantee you there's kids that share that interest, or kids that don't even know that's an option, and you would help expand their world to get to see, like, hey, I really am good at this thing that I never even got exposed to before and never would have if it wouldn't have been for, you know, a volunteer sharing what they're passionate about with our kids.
Right.
For after school program, we pick up from almost all of the elementary schools through our partnership with the Bartlesville School District, and then our own buses that we're running. So the after school program is Monday through Friday, right after school till 7. We'll continue to do dinner just like always. The basketball fundamentals will continue to be a program that we run. The Cal Ripken Multipurpose Field really opens up a lot of outdoor activities that we're able to do.
How do you plan to use that? Do you have
They actually ideas? Have kind of some supplies that you get through that, and curriculum that you get through that.
Okay.
We can use it for soccer because the outfield, you know, is all turf. It won't be necessarily a competition field, since the fence, you know, it's made for kids. It's not made for high schoolers, or we'd probably get in trouble just zinging balls into Frank Phillips Boulevard. But it's just a great way. You know, the mission is really to expose kids to baseball and other activities that they maybe wouldn't get the chance to do. And that's what I love about the Boys and Girls Club, is the kids can come right after school or right in the summer. They come one place and they get exposed to just a wide variety of activities. Parents, grandparents, loved ones aren't having to run them around to 8 different organizations to do their art and do their STEM and do their reading and math homework, and then doing baseball practice and basketball practice and eating dinner.
Yeah.
They come to one facility, they get it all done, they go home, you know, worn out, ready for bed, homework done, full belly, And then they just get to love on, you know, whoever they're living with.
What
and I think that's
deal.
Great. Uh-huh. And for, $25 for the year.
That includes summertime, no school.
Yeah,
there may
that's
be,
exactly
there may
right.
be something that they is a learning experience, but we're not going to call it homework.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right. You know, and I think the camaraderie that comes with the Boys and Girls Club and when you're all doing homework together and it is a fun setting. Not that school isn't always a fun setting, but it kind of breaks down those negative stereotypes that kids might have of doing homework or reading. And we really make things fun and incentivizing. Our Power Readers program will continue where we have them come in and read for 20 to 30 minutes a day, depending on their age. And we track it with stickers, just like I know they do at school, and they get reward parties. And we've seen a lot of success with that. So a lot of those same programs, but then it's exciting to just know we can expand. Having the STEM room and having some extra supplies that we haven't had in the current facility is going to really
and that's just
enhance.
Going people that haven't heard that this science technology
engineering math
is going throughout our education system in Bartlesville from all the way from elementary all the way through high
Bartlesville
school.
School Foundation was in yesterday morning talking about what they were doing to make it all work for them it's your community dollars yesterday morning through the School Foundation, this morning through the Boys and Girls Club. People do care.
Yes. Yeah. And I think when that was really cool to be able to look at the technology and what they're implementing in the schools and be able to mirror that for what we put in the Boys and Girls Club facility. So they're using those Chromebooks and the, Google box something. And so people who know more about technology than me made these decisions. But we were able to kind of say, okay, this is what the school's focusing on. So we want our kids to have the same devices at the Boys and Girls Club so that there's, just consistency, and so that they're comfortable using that. And we're really trying to enhance what the school is doing during those after school hours and build on what they're learning at school. And now with more computers, so we're not having to put three kids on one computer and more devices and more things like that, they have a lot more access, and we're getting closer to that
ratio. Thing that we have classes now that are about computer science and applied science stuff for engineering and pre-engineering stuff that can help our kids really be successful later in life and find their interests earlier and really get supported in that. I think it's a great development. It's really exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
Open house tomorrow afternoon.
4 to 6. We're keeping that same address, 401 Seminole Avenue. Exact same address. It's the facility's kind of moved, back to that other corner, but we're still all in that same plot of land. So we'll probably have people enter in the facility off of Virginia. So just keep that in mind. And there's parking at the Frontier Pool and street parking around. But yes, please come see the facility.
You might have to find some, I'll call it overflow parking a block or so away because it's going to be a popular place.
It is. So, we'll be able to find some parking. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful weather and you can run on in and warm up in the new facility and really be wowed by what's been built.
Well, we look forward to seeing everyone out there and then seeing the new club come to life next year. And
I'm trying to remember when school starts in January. It's either the second or the third.
That's right. So
third.
We'll be open back up.
You will be full.
Yep. And that old building will be gone, and then that's going to turn into a parking lot. So that will still be, it'll be done first quarter of next year, but the building will be gone and we'll be able to program out of that facility starting January 3rd, I think is the plan.
Wowzers.
Yes.
Awesome.
Wowzers, right? It's been a long time coming, so it's exciting for it to be here.
Congratulations to everyone involved and
to
the whole city of Bartlesville. I think it's a great day.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll celebrate tomorrow.
Well, I'm sure our business community collectively has had a hand in it one way or the other, and thank you for your part, Brad.
Yes,
thank you, Charlie.
And a big thanks to Dungeness Family About It. They've been so supportive for years and years and years and years and years. It's good to have friends like Brad who really understand the mission, so we appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Anna.
How long are you going to be doing oil changes today?
Well, we'll be out there till 6 o'clock tonight changing oil, $9.95 up to 5 quarts, just a little bit more if you take a little bit extra oil. We've got great deals on diesel oil change and full synthetic as well. We've got gift certificates for details. great deals on new Fords and Lincolns, our 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's a nationwide warranty. Wherever you go, you can find an ASE mechanic. They'll cover your work with this warranty, and that comes at no additional cost to you with the purchase of a new vehicle at Dungis. Mm-hmm. We've got our great certified vehicles, so it's just a great time to shop right now before Christmas.
All right, sounds great. That's Car Talk on a Thursday morning on K1.